This episode of the New Christendom Daily is taken from a live radio broadcast. There's no scripts. There's no do-overs. There's no cuts. It's just from a live radio show done by a guy with a microphone and a set of earbuds and a radio show who pours his heart, his mind, and his body and soul into one thing, bringing about the New Christendom Daily. Here in the United States and amongst those who fancy themselves as awakened, you see, they're against the woke. They are conservative of the highest order. They are smarter than their peers because they watch the right shows on Fox News and on Newsmax and the other outlets and whatever the hell else is out there. And they are so much more and better informed. Man, they're on TWADA and on Pride Book and they follow the right people. And look, they got this whole thing called Life in America sussed, as the English say. S-U-S-S-E-D, sussed. But they don't. They don't. The wretched echo chamber that is Fox News is just that. By the way, I did not know that News Corporation was a wholly owned subsidiary of Zionism, Inc. But apparently it is. And again, yes, there is a thing. It's a big nebulous thing, but it is out there called Zionism, Inc. This monologue is not for the faint of heart. It's not going to be for everyone because some people are not going to appreciate it or are going to go Southern Poverty Law Center on me. Okay, fine. Go ahead and do that. But it needs to be said and someone needs to say it. There are a few people that are saying it, but your average conservative would never, quote conservative, close quote, would never know this. A 15-year-old boy, I mentioned this yesterday, a 15-year-old boy was killed.
No, he's 17.
He's 17?
The 15-year-old was the one he was trying to rescue.
Okay, he was trying to rescue the 15-year-old. The 17-year-old kid was beaten by the mob in a Las Vegas school and was beaten to death. As is usually the case these days, whenever there's black kids around and there's violence, someone is recording it. Go figure. As a matter of fact, they have two separate, at least two, I saw two, at least two different camera angles. Make sure you get all the action. Make sure you get all the murder and mayhem from all the different angles. You know, people that want to watch murder, snuff films on TikTok need that sort of thing. So the kid tried to come to the rescue of a smaller 15-year-old and tried to chase the mob of bullies around off that was threatening the younger kid with whatever. And when he intervened, when the older kid intervened, then the mob went off on him. And he was then beaten upside the head while he was still standing. One of the mob landed a stinging blow to the face, shall we say. And it's hard to see. It's hard to see who's what he's getting hit with. Is it a fist? Is it a book? Is it a backpack? Because there's all stuff flying everywhere. So the mob succeeds in, and then one of the videos I saw something about cut him out, knocked him down. So he's now down. He's completely and totally disabled and defenseless. And then that's when the mob doesn't see a human being anymore because they have been raised by people that don't see humanity in children. And they begin using his head for a soccer ball. There's no one around to stop the violence until they just get tired of kicking him. About this time, someone from the faculty finally arrives, and then 911 is called and an ambulance arrives, but it's too late. It's not going to matter because the mob has truly gotten its pound of flesh. So there the boy lies in a pool of his own blood, bones and teeth littered all around his head. Rush to the hospital. The doctors do all that they can to make him comfortable. And his father comes to his son's bedside and stays there until, what, 2 days ago? I believe on Sunday, the boy finally gives up the ghost and dies. National, international news media are basically not interested in the story. And those that did cover it just made it sound like there was some kind of an accident. Like he fell off something on the playground and hit his head. When attackers are mentioned, you're not informed that you can count them on the video. There are 15 of them. And all 15 are black. The kid that's beaten is Lily White. He is a cracker. This is not the first time that this has happened. Black on white crime, especially for young people, happens every single day in these United States. But it's not always black on white. What about sexually deranged on white? What about Audrey Elizabeth Hale, who marched into the Covenant Presbyterian School in Nashville, Tennessee? You all know the story. And sought out little crackers, as she called them. Hey, she was really well taught in critical race theory. She was taught very well. She was a very good student. She probably got straight A's in hating on whitey school. There's a story almost every day that I could show you. I see them on Twitter every single day, and I stop commenting on them because people just, well, come on, what are you complaining about? This happens every day. Isn't that the point? And someone is there to record it nearly every single day. I watched a white girl nearly beaten beyond recognition in a gas station parking lot last Friday, who was being assaulted by three black girls. As they were shouting epithets and calling her names and white girl and cracker and what have you here, beating her upside the head and trying to drag her out of the car, I guess so they could carjack her. In one moment, an older black man comes to her rescue. Maggie can probably find the video. Some of you might actually find it interesting because he left hooks one of the black girls when he gets on site and drops her, knocks her out right there in her tracks, pulls the other two off of the poor girl who was being beaten in her car. In New Tenochtitlan City, there's a video almost every day now of either an Asian or a white woman, usually a white girl, walking down the street minding their own business, and the blacks set this up, and they get their homies and their peeps with their $1,200, $1,500, God knows where they got the money for the phones, all in their hands, and they're all out there gonna videotape it. When the perp runs up behind the white girl, jumps over her shoulder from back to front, and lays a haymaker on her and just drops her there on the sidewalk. These are not, and by the way, for those of you who think I'm cherry picking, these are not isolated incidences. I don't talk about them every day, but if I go on Pride, if I go on Twitter Media, and I don't do TikTok, but if I go on Twitter Media, I see them every single day, no exception. Yeah, but then they had the day with it today. It doesn't matter what the date is. The point is, here in the United States, babies will be murdered in 26 days now, the day that they were scheduled to be born, in Ohio. There is more than enough death, mayhem, and destruction to go around. I'm supposed to get down on my knees and bow at the altar of Barry Weiss because she gave the most stirring, most impassioned defense of the Jews, and a proper eulogy for that Jewish man who was senselessly beaten for being a Jew in L.A. or wherever it was. I feel for the guy. I'm a Christian. I don't want anyone to be murdered. But the whole world is supposed to turn on a dime and go start a war and join the bloodthirsty Israelis because a Jewish guy got clobbered in L.A. And meanwhile, across the amber waves of fuel, children, predominantly white children, are being murdered by black people. Here's a stat William Briggs released the other day in his Substack. And he goes, If you want to survive in a woke world, don't read what I am about to write, and for God's sake, whatever you do, don't repeat it. Because the FBI released their latest statistics on crime. They tried to embargo them so that no one would see or release them silently. So that few would see. The actual numbers of violence committed by whom, against whom. And Briggs didn't pull any punches here. Oh, it's from Briggs. Yeah, I'm looking for the Substack. Because it was last week. Here it is. First look at the FBI crime stats for 2022. And he goes, I don't even have to explain per capita. The FBI has broken the violent crime statistics down by race. Listen to this. The George Floyd hoax, Briggs says, gave us the 2020 bump. The COVID panic, the decrease. The fading of the panic brought us back to George Floyd levels. Here you go. Homicides by race, 2022, black or African American, 9,627. Whites, 6,503, unknown, 3,076. And then victims by race, black or African American, 10,470, white, 7,707, and then unknown. And then Briggs, the statistician to the Star, says because of the people who broke the law entering the country, it's difficult to put the exact percentage of each race. Estimates put blacks between 12 to 13% of the population. In 2022, the census put whites at about 76%, with non-Hispanic whites at just over 59%. The FBI doesn't give enough info to separate Hispanics from overall whites. Blacks were known homicide offenders 9,627 times and whites 6,603. Blacks then had a homicide rate of 23.1 per 100,000 blacks. Whites had a homicide rate of 2.6 per 100,000, which means blacks are at least 8.7 times more homicidal than whites, plus or minus, give or take a few. Let me read that again. Blacks are 8.7, at least 8.7 times more homicidal than whites. Yet what are we told? We are to be in fear of white domestic MAGA terrorists. Homicidal lunatics, supposedly, that are meandering about the over the amber waves of internet regulations in search of their next victims. And every time one of them goes on television and says that, I scream at the television, you're going to ask Maggie, show me one. Just give me one white gang that's not in the TV show Sons of Anarchy. Give me one actual white gang, MAGA sporting gang, that did what was done to that kid on that school ground in Las Vegas. The at least, Briggs says, is because of the 3,076 homicides where the race of the offender was unknown. Now, if these were distributed the same amount as the known offenders, then there is no change in the rates or relative rate. But if, as one suspects, blacks are involved disproportionately, then the rates do change. There were 19,766 offenders with reported race. If somehow blacks formed their own nation and their numbers were removed from the USA, the non-black USA would have a homicide rate of 2.4 to 3.5 per 100,000, depending if we ascribe none of the 3,076 unknowns. To where we ascribe all to non-black USA, with the number more likely being on the lower end. And of course, the black rate would then be 23.1 to 30.4. That's 10 times higher the rate. Canada's overall rate for murder, by contrast, is again for the entire nation of Canada, is 2.1 per 100,000. Overall, there were 19,766 homicide offenders, which makes blacks anywhere from 48.7 to 64.2% of the total. Okay, so why am I spending time on this? The total number of homicides is over 19,000 last year. That's an increase, okay? The number's going up, and it's going up per capita every year. We're supposed to go fight a war and sacrifice young men in the prime of their youth to go defend this thing called the nation of Israel. Because Israel must exist as our biggest ally in the region. Maybe we shouldn't be in the region then. Not going to be any skin off of my teeth if we're not in the region. I don't need their oil. I live in Louisiana. We have more than we could ever burn. Why is my country in the region? I don't want my country to be in the region. I don't want my Union of States to be in the region. Oh, but we're told. Now, today, across the United States, according to Fox News, the grandest event in all the history of grand events will take place. The March to Stand with Israel in Mordor. So by all means, let's start another war. Let's send young men to die in it. Let's commit trillions of dollars. Let's make munitions so that other people can be killed by them and with them. But by all means, and for heaven's sake, whatever you do, do not pray a rosary in front of an abortion clinic to stop a child who is soon to be born from being murdered. This is the disconnect. You know how many people are going to be out there cheerleading this today and all over their little social media? I stand with Israel. Do you stand with babies? Do you stand with American babies? Yes or no? That's not the same thing. Yes, it is. Life here where you live matters. The murder of innocence where you live matters. It's in your community. Schools that are teaching children to hate their own parents and their entire genealogy because they were the wrong skin color. That's happening here. It's not happening with Hamas and Hezbollah, wherever in Hades. They claim that it's happening over there in the Middle East. Why do people care? Because they're a bunch of brain dead, brainwashed sycophants. Let me throw something else at you. There's a whistleblower out there who's inside the FBI. Deborah Heen. And by the way, Deborah Heen is one of, yay, Israel people. Another Catholic. Completely and totally misguided. Doesn't even know her own faith. You want something to pray about? You want something to worry about today? Worry about your brother Christians that do not know that the state of Israel that is to be, as mentioned in the promise to Abraham, is not a nation state with an army and nuclear weapons. It's the mystical body of church of Christ. It is the Catholic Church. It's you. If you're a Catholic, it's you. You are Israel. Don't take my word for it. There's plenty of people that have written about it. Our very own brother Andre Marie did two episodes of Reconquest, episode 111 and 112. Now they're a quarter of a million views now, and Steve Cunningham sends his fidelium for those two episodes, or for one of those episodes of Reconquest. People are interested. They're finding out, going, hey, wait a minute. I'm going to send my son over to go die for Israel, because it is because we got to stand with them Jews. That's us. No, they're not. They don't share your Christ. They don't share his mother. They think she was a prostitute. They think he was a criminal. They do not stand with you. They do not share your religion. They do not share your values. Now, you can pray them into the church and that they convert. They can fight their own damn war. There's wars being fought here in the United States that aren't being fought, is the point. Whistleblowers, FBI purging Bureau of Religious Conservatives, military vets, and Trump supporters. Now, ask yourself the question why the paramilitary organization known as the Federal Bureau of Interrogation, why do they need to get rid of religious conservatives, military vets, and Trump supporters? Think about that.